This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
Welcome to our Week 15 recap of the Bills' 31-14 victory over the Panthers. This game went just about how we thought it was going to when we did our preview. We thought the Bills might struggle a little bit offensively in the first half, and then ultimately pull away and win by two or three scores, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, the Panthers are a good defense, but the Bills' offense still put up 31 points, and for me, the biggest takeaway is the Bills dominated this game physically. Like, yes, the pass protection wasn't great on offense, but otherwise, they dominated the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and this is the first time in a while that they have done that, and it helped that the Panthers' offensive line is not as good as some of the offensive lines that they faced in the recent past, but it still was good. It has to feel good for the Bills to go out there and play the way that they played in the trenches.
100%. And, you know, the Bills were able to run the ball pretty effectively. They almost did it too much at times, or at the wrong time, I think. But Devin Singletary, they relied on him a lot today. I mean, I think Breida might have got a couple of touches, but it was all Devin Singletary, and I thought he had a very good game. And he's been an above-average running back for them all year. It's just nobody's noticed because he gets hit before the line of scrimmage most of the time. But that wasn't really the case today.
Yeah, Singletary is a very good NFL player. He's not necessarily a top-tier running back. He never will be. He's not even a feature back. He's a guy who can be a huge part of a running game on a good offense, I think. And he looked very good today. And I think it's really cemented himself as the number one running back in Buffalo currently. And while I do agree, Alex, though, that the Bills do try to run, I think I texted you during the game about this, but they run on second and long way too often. They did it again today. That's my only complaint about the run game. I don't mind any of the run calls. I don't mind any of the plays, even the ones that didn't work, all fine. The second and long runs drive me nuts.
Yes, and especially as a team that doesn't run the ball particularly well with their running backs, doesn't make a lot of sense to run ever on second and long, unless you're trying to ice a game and you're already up, you know, a couple of scores and just trying to run out the clock. Then it's okay. But when you're still trying to score points and trying to pull away from a team, you're asking a lot of your quarterback to face third and long continuously. And when you have that guy, it kind of covers up some of those flawed decisions.
Right. And it Josh Allen did make up for some bad decision making in this game by McDermott and Dable. But I think overall, honestly, Brian Dable called a great game against this Panthers defense. Yes, they struggled a little bit early on in the game, but the offense really had a solid day. Josh Allen was off a bit, especially early on. There were a bunch of plays where it looked like the receivers had, or Josh didn't, the receivers weren't expecting the ball, or Josh threw it at the wrong time. Like, timing was off. He had a few throws, I think three throws in the first half that were like that. And the second half, a couple of the same thing. But all in all, the offensive performance, in my opinion, was very good.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, get these thoughts nuanced here. This is one of the worst games Josh Allen played all year, I think. Like, he made some spectacular throws, but he had a terrible interception. He missed a lot of throws, whether that's on him or the wide receivers. Like, it just didn't look like it was his best effort out there today. And that's it. He had three touchdowns and like 200 and some yards. Like, if that's a bad day for him, we'll take that every time. I'm probably nitpicking, but yeah, I think he's performed much better in losses, like he did last week, than he did this week, and they won by three scores. It's just weird how that happens.
Yo, I think that's more than fair. I think that's more than fair. The Panthers, I think it's a good to very good performance by the offense. Just the Panthers defense is very good. One of the top three or four defenses in the league. The Bills were able, they only had 312 yards of offense, but they ran the ball fairly well. Josh Allen made a couple of ridiculous throws, and then he also made some bad ones, including one mistake. It was just happened to be against a team that couldn't really, you know, punish them for it. And that's I guess, the biggest complaint. That interception, if the Bills score on that drive, it's 21-0, and the game's over at halftime. Instead of being a game that wasn't really over until the fourth quarter.
I think that's exactly right. And another thing for me, I mean, I know Cam Newton's a terrible passer at this point in his career, but I've been encouraged by Levi Wallace and Dane Jackson the last couple of weeks that the Bills, you know, if the offense performs well, this team can get somewhere with those two guys at corner. They're both, none of them are, neither are elite talents, but they're good enough. And the scheme kind of almost hides not having an elite corner when Trey's not out there. They're able to kind of hide those things and not leave those guys in one-on-one situations against good wide receivers. And, you know, we saw DJ Moore make some good plays today, and just get that guy at quarterback because he is so good. He's just turning into Allen Robinson 2.0 at this point if the Panthers don't get a good quarterback.
100%. And if you were to tell me, not knowing what team it was or anything, that the number one passing defense in the league and the number two scoring defense in the league started at outside corner, a seventh-round pick and an undrafted free agent, I'd probably tell you you were crazy. And that's what the Bills are doing. And the defense hasn't dropped off a ton since Trey White's been out. And that, to me alone, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, they did have the New England game in there where there's three pass attempts. But even against the Bucs, they were pretty good. I mean, they had a rough first half as a whole unit. But in the second half, they were really, really good. And the only mistake they made in the second half and beyond was the final play of the game where it looked like Dane Jackson's inexperience just got the better of him on those crossers against Tampa Bay because he's supposed to pass his guy off to Levi. And because Levi passed his guy off to Dane Jackson, who just kept running with his guy the opposite direction. And people thought it was Tremaine Edmonds' fault, and it wasn't. It was Dane Jackson. So as long as they can get those things corrected by the time they get to the playoffs, assuming they make it, I think the defense is going to be just fine, especially if the offense could put up 30 points.
Right, and this, like we said at the top, this game kind of went how we expected. The Bills won comfortably. I don't think that Bills fans should be disappointed in any way with the performance. Like, yes, it could have been better most of the time. There are things that could have been better. But if I were to have told you on Thursday that the Bills were going to win 31-14 against the Panthers in a game that didn't really ever feel all that close, everyone probably was going to be pretty happy with that. And that didn't look as pretty as it maybe could have looked, but it's a win's a win in this league. This is, the NFL is a tough league. Look at what happened with the Lions and the Cardinals today. The Lions hammered the Cardinals today. And the Bills are now, they're three wins away from winning the division and three wins away from potentially knocking the Patriots out of the playoffs, which would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, the Colts did them a big favor on Saturday night. And now the Bills control their own destiny. You win your last three games, including next week against New England, you're playing a home playoff game. And New England might not make it if they lose one other game. And, you know, that would be really funny after everybody's saying the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl to face the Bucks, and then they just miss the playoffs. I mean, Bills fans would love that, and I think most of America would probably love that too.
Yeah, I mean, given the state of the AFC, the Bills really need to win these last three games to clinch that, because there are currently 12 teams in the AFC that are 500 or better. Potentially 13, depending on how the Raiders do tomorrow. Or the Raiders play tomorrow, whatever day they play. Tomorrow, Tuesday, whatever. The NFL always rescheduling has confused me. But it is tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock against the Browns. It's insane that what the AFC is right now. So the Bills really, they control their own destiny, like I've said. And it is important that they win these last three games, because even one loss could mean the difference between the 2 seed and the 8 or 9 seed and being out of the playoffs.
Yeah, so I think we'll leave it at that, and we'll come back with a bit more of an amped up preview than we normally give you. We'll get into the X's and O's and talk about this matchup where hopefully there won't be 50-mile-an-hour winds. So, Nate, anything else you want to add?
Let's go beat New England next weekend. That's all I'm thinking about. Now, this game is over. It's done with. We had a good time. I had a good time with the game today, but on to New England.
That's right. So that'll bring us to an end of this episode of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I'm your co-host, Alex Pallinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps other people find the show. Follow us on Twitter at Bills_Breakdown. Send us any questions, comments, feedback to BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.